Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday, February the 3rd, or February the 3rd, however you'd like to say that, 2023. 13 minutes past the hour, another hour here of fun and games with me and you on the phone lines. Don't forget the Dear Abby segment coming up, first segment. It'll be a weekly tradition starting at 12:15 this afternoon. You can call in and ask Abby a question. Advice question, ask anything you like, and or you can submit it on Facebook, so feel free to do that, or by email, Scott at WWGH1071.com, and we also want to say hello to our friend Mary, who's listening in Naples, Florida today. Thank you, Mary. All right, here's what we got right now. The category, name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. We've got car and truck, baseball equipment and jerseys, restaurants, and beer. There are still two answers left. What are they? 740-383-9944. In our Marion trivia section, what two businesses used to be where Panera Bread is now on Route 95? We still don't have that one answered. What used to be where the Ohio Health Imaging Clinic is on Delaware Avenue? Now, we had the Holiday Inn guest. It's not the Holiday Inn, but that was not too far off. And I'll add a new one since Adam got Rinks. Rinks used to be where Big Lots is now. The Family Dollar in the Plaza. What two stores used to be there? No, it's not Family Dollar. Wait a second. I see I've written that wrong. It's the Dollar General. Isn't that what's in the plaza? Where the Dollar General store is in the Marion Plaza, there were two businesses in there prior to that. What were they? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who has the guesses? So in the Marion History category, it's what two businesses used to be where the Dollar General store is in the Marion Plaza now? What business used to be where the Ohio Health Imaging Clinic is now on Delaware Avenue? Now, we had a Holiday Inn guest. It's not a Holiday Inn. And what two businesses used to be where Panera Bread is now on Route 95? Right there in front of Big Lots. There were two businesses. Does anybody know what they were? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, our Family Feud question here. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. Something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. Now, car and truck was number one. That had 28 guesses. Baseball equipment and jerseys, that was number two. That had 26 guesses. Restaurant was number four. That had 9 guesses. And beer was number six. That had 4 guesses. Now, the number three and number five answers are still there. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. Does anybody know what two answers remain? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Boy, this might end up being as difficult as our Wizard of Oz question. Does anybody know what those two answers would be? Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. Car and truck was number one. Baseball equipment, jerseys, that fell under the same category in number two. Restaurants were number four. And beer was number six. Two answers left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And in the Marion history vein, what two businesses used to be where Panera Bread is now on Route 95? You know Panera Bread, right there in front of Big Lots. What two businesses used to be on that site? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Would that be the little Harding, like, motel thing they had there?
Yeah, the Harding Motor Lodge.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was it. I don't think that was ever a Holiday Inn, but yeah, the Harding Motor Lodge.
All right,
thank you.
Yep, thanks, Scott.
All right, well, we thank Ryan for coming in. Yes, it was not the Holiday Inn, but it was the Harding Motor Lodge. That is what was where the Ohio Health Imaging Clinic on Delaware Avenue is today. Now, did everybody remember that? I believe Coverly's was in that area as well. All right. What two businesses are where Panera Bread is today? No guesses on this at all. You know, this is shocking to me because these were fairly busy businesses. I'm sure you probably went to them. What two businesses are where Panera Bread is now on Route 95? Right there in front of Big Lots. There were two businesses there prior to that. What were they? What two businesses used to be where the Dollar General store is in the Marion Plaza? You know the Dollar General there in the Marion Plaza? There were two stores there prior to the Dollar General. What were they? And we'll add another one, since we got the last one answered. Now this, I almost gave you, well, I pretty much did give you this answer earlier, but let's see if anybody gets it. Where TJ Maxx is now. What did TJ Maxx used to be? 740-383-9944. Those are your Marion history. 740-383-9944. What used to be where TJ Maxx is now? What two stores used to be where the Dollar General store is in the Marion Plaza? And what two businesses used to be where Panera Bread is? 740-383-9944. All right. And the Family Feud question, if you're still interested in that. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. Something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. We've got a car, truck, number one. Baseball equipment and jerseys, number two. Restaurants are number four. And beer is number six. But there are still two other answers. What are they? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. Car, truck. Oh, hi, Judy. Now, here you go. This is some kind of plaque, I'll tell you. There, look at that. And when you pull this, it sings.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, well, that's yours.
Well, I was going to tell you to leave it on the wall. Eat each person's neck.
Well, if you want that, go ahead and put it on your wall.
Okay,
there you are. I will. Bob, I'm sure he's out there listening. Bob, Judy loves it. She's going to hang it on her wall at home.
Wish it was a cat.
You'll have a groundhog on your wall at home. And maybe one day we'll have a cat plaque. You never know. All right. Oh, I know. Wouldn't it be great if we got... Yeah, by the way, we're still looking for Harding's collar. $5,000 flying around out there for that thing. Maybe in the spring we'll get some signs. Oh, we're getting a guess here. Let's go to the phones. Let's see if anybody's got an answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Was anything Bonanza?
Ah, yes, that is one of the businesses. Finally, where Panera used to be, one of them was Bonanza. Remember Bonanza, the buffet?
The other one wasn't Ponderosa, was it?
You got it. The other one was Ponderosa. It was Bonanza.
And TJ Maxx. Was that Kmart?
Yep, TJ. You sound depressed today. What's wrong with you, Sarah?
Oh, they're working me hard. We're slammed today.
Really? On this cold day?
Well, the first of the month, the show must go on.
Now, you're going to call in at 12:15 if you can and ask Abby a advice question, right?
If I can.
Well,
now, what is it pertaining to? Like
anything.
Anything under the sun.
Yeah, and right up through 1, so even if you're on your break, you can call. She'll be here through 1 taking those calls.
Okay, and then I'm not done with my answers,
John. Oh, go ahead. I know you only get these breaks so often, but you got that. Yeah, for what two businesses used to be where Panera?
I just got 3. That's pretty good. Mustard or hot dogs?
Oh, yeah, on the baseball thing, no, not mustard or hot dogs, but a good guess.
Oh, man. And then what's some more of these businesses? What was in Dollar General?
Yeah, what two businesses were in Dollar General, where Dollar General is at the plaza?
I don't know that one. Do you got any more?
Since you just got two, I'm going to do 2 more. Here you go. What used to be where the car wash is in Fair Park?
The car wash in Fair Park. Where is there a car wash in Fair Park?
It's on Fairground. Right there.
That's not like that Fair Park Family Restaurant, was it?
No. That wasn't
Fair Park. That wasn't Hardee's, was it?
Yes, it was Hardee's.
Okay.
Well, look at
you. I know if I just kept flipping through the Rolodex in my mind.
You must have skipped through this town a lot in your younger days. Here's the only other one I got. you might get this one. The oil place. The oil change in Fair Park.
Now, was that the Fair Park Family Restaurant?
That was the Fair Park Family Restaurant.
There
absolutely. Is that all of them? No. We still don't have the Dollar General in the plaza. What were the two businesses that were there?
It wasn't a bank, was it?
Nope, bank's next door to that.
I got nothing.
Keep thinking.
Toodle.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, that fair. Oh. Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah, trivia's fun. Oh, well, I like... Well, sure. Oh, well, that's good. Well, hey, I'll keep these ideas in mind. Thank you.
I was copying those while I was trying to answer.
Yeah.
I love that trivia.
Well, we're going to be playing it.
Okay.
Well,
here's the papers.
Well, thank you, Judy.
And I didn't bring them back because I got one puzzle word I can't find yet.
Oh, no problem. Well, I don't know if Jeannie still gets the paper, so maybe I'll give her a copy of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, just said.
I have my stuff to do, but I have that guy, Thacker, in Fair Park.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you, Scott, have all the listeners to send you a couple paragraphs about it, and I could have put it in with that?
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't have anything to send except what I wrote.
Well, that might, I'll tell you, the FCC is swayed by any little thing. You'd be surprised. When they get something from listeners, they pay attention. They do. Well, thanks, Judy.
Oh, I appreciate you.
Enjoy your plaque.
I thought it was just like one thing, and you could just write
No. You'll have to pull that out and let people hear it sing.
That is cute.
Thanks, Judy.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, there you go. The groundhog plaque is on its way to a new home. Okay. Well, these papers are nice. Yeah, there we go. I don't know. We'll go through those later. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. All right. What do we got left here? We'll put those over there. Well, we've got the... Sarah came in and knocked out Bonanza and Ponderosa. That's where Panera Bread is now. So the only question we've got left in the Marion history vein Dollar General in the Marion Plaza. What two businesses used to be there? Does anybody remember? Where Dollar General... Oh, we're getting a... Oh, we just got a... This is from a listener. I don't know if they're able not able to call in. Jeff, who's out there listening, I just got an email. Commercials for medications. I think that's for our question here about baseball. He's right. Medications is number 5 on the list. Thank you, Jeff. If you're able to call in, give us a buzz. Let us know what you think about Groundhog. Hope you heard that Groundhog repeat this morning. Oh, there's the Groundhog story. Okay. Now, where's the information here? This was written by Andrew Carter, so he must still be there. I don't see anything about that Sophia woman anymore. And there's a... There's a picture of... well, I guess there's the story on... Okay. Well, I don't know. We'll read that later. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Never tried to read the newspaper while you're on the air. Okay. Well, we've knocked out the category somewhat here. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. Car, truck, baseball equipment, jerseys, restaurants, medications, beer. One answer left. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you see a commercial for during a baseball game. One answer left, and it's number 3 on the list. Car truck was 1. Baseball equipment jerseys was 2. Restaurants was 4. Medication was 5. Beer was 6. What's the number 3 answer? 740-383-9944. And the only question left in our Marion history bin here today. What two businesses used to be where Dollar General is now in the Marion Plaza? There were two businesses there prior to Dollar General. What were they? 740-383-9944. And don't forget our big Dear Abby, Question Abby portion of the program coming up at 12:15 till 1 o'clock. Now, we've got 6 or 7 written questions. One more came in this morning. But you can also call in during that time and answer a question at 740, or get a question answered at 740-383-9944. There are no parameters on that. You can ask anything, and we'll see what her vast knowledge is like today. All right. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. Does anybody know the final answer? Remember when they used to say that on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Final answer? Car truck number 1. Baseball equipment jerseys number 2. Restaurants number 4. Medications number 5. Thanks to our listener Jeff out there who emailed us. Beer is number 6. What is the number 3 answer? Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. 740-383-9944. And does anybody remember what two businesses used to be where the Dollar General store is in the Marion Plaza? Does anybody remember that? Boy, that's those were popular businesses, too, from what I remember. Well, they both were. I mean, they went on to, I'll tell you this. Here's a little hint in that particular category. They both went on to other locations, both of those businesses. They did not shut down after they were in that location. What two businesses used to be where the Dollar General store is in the Marion Plaza? 740-383-9944. And if somebody would get our last Family Feud question here, we could move along to another category. which I would really like, because this category I've got to flip between two pages. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. Car, truck was number one. Baseball equipment, jerseys was number two. Restaurants was number four. Medication was number five. Beer was number six. What is the only answer left? Something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, 33 minutes past the hour here. Well, let's go to this newspaper here. Maybe we will take a read in it. This is on the second page. Okay, what does it say here? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Well, here we go. This is what it says in the Groundhog article. Amy Evers Roston, daughter of Charlie Evers, said the Groundhog Day celebration has always been a part of her family's life, and her father founded the event to bring the community together. Very nice. Especially when we were kids, we were always out here, Roston said. Dad loved Buckeye Chuck, and he thought this was the neatest thing for Marion to be recognized like this. Dad was really community-minded. He was on the radio for 50-some years, and it was really important to him just to involve people in everything. He was all about the community. Okay, unlike the past several years, there was no live groundhog at the WMRN AM celebration of Groundhog Day. In recent weeks, animal rights organizations PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, lobbied WMRN officials to stop using live animals for the event. An issue for PETA was the involvement of Cocos Exotics, a Marion County exotic animal breeder, in recent years. According to records from the United States, and then they run down the violations. Well, okay. This year, they put it in here. Isn't that nice? This year, a stuffed groundhog accompanied Paul James on stage for the event. The origin of Groundhog Day can be traced to the... Well, then they give the history of Groundhog Day. So, there you go. I guess that's the whole story on Groundhog Day. Well, that's nice. Nice little article. Glad they mentioned Charlie. Glad they pointed out everything. Representatives of Marion's own Buckeye Chuck interpreted and announced the famous Groundhog's weather forecast at 7:41 a.m. Let's see. Groundhog Day, blah, 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 blah. Well, I don't know. James' announcement on behalf of Buckeye Chuck was greeted by jeers by the crowd that gathered on a chilly winter morning outside the station. Well, they jeered it, I guess. Okay. Well, I guess you want an early spring. You don't want a long winter. Okay. That's a nice article. On to other things. And next in the news, as they say. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. Well, during my little reading of the newspaper there, did anybody come up with the final answer in this category? Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. We've got car, truck, baseball equipment, jerseys, restaurants, medication, and beer. What is the final answer? 740-383-9944. What two stores used to be where the Dollar General store is now in the plaza? Go ahead, caller.
What about a commercial for the game itself, buying tickets?
That's it. Games and tickets. You got it. Thank goodness. Okay. So what'd you make of the Groundhog story?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad they put a good spin on it.
Yeah.
getting rid of all that bad.
Thank goodness. We're into the positive. I mean, who cares if we have a stuffed groundhog? What difference does it make?
Right, because Charlie had that one that year when the real Buckeye Chuck died.
Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting. What, I always said one day I'll write a book. And because, you know, I know some things that I don't know that other people know. But, you know, you have to wait years to put that information out. So, you know, there's some interesting stuff. Because I worked down there for a few years. And
didn't he have to grind the teeth off once because his teeth got too long or something rather than
you know,
real groundhog?
I don't know about that, but I certainly know that, you know, there was always some interesting stuff surrounding that event that it's funny because most of the reporters here are fairly new or they don't live in Marion, so they weren't around when a lot of this stuff went on. But there's a lot of stuff that never gets mentioned, and I think that's kind of interesting. But we'll see as it goes down the road.
Okay.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Yes, thank God we're done with that category. Okay. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. Car, truck, baseball equipment, jerseys, baseball games and tickets, restaurants, medication, and beer. Well, what a bunch of commercials for a baseball game. Okay. Now we can move on to our next category, as they say, with 21 minutes left in this hour. Here we go. Oh, this is perfect, with the Harding dog collar always on our mind. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. Well, isn't that a funny category? If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. Eight answers on the board. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And our Marion history question here. What two stores were where the Dollar General store is in the Marion Plaza right now? If you go to the Dollar General store in the Marion Plaza, there were two stores there prior to that. What were they? 740-383-9944. That's our only Marion history question left. We've knocked all the other ones out. But a new Family Feud question here with eight answers. None of them gotten yet. Who's going to slip in with these? If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. If your dog ran away, name something he would be surprised. You'd be surprised he took with him, I guess is the category. All right, go ahead, caller.
I would say the cat or one of the other pets in the house.
The cat is number one on the list. You got it.
Okie dokie.
The cat shows up at number one on the list. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. The cat, number one on the list. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Was Kroger over on that side of the plaza at one time?
Not Kroger, but that's a good guess.
Okay, because I have a picture here of the old plaza, and all I can see is G-E-R on the top of the building.
G-E-R. Let me see here. Oh. Trying to think. Well, G-E-R.
It was back when Wells was out there.
Is it over there by the bank? It was GER?
Yeah.
This might have been after that. I know these two businesses were there in the 80s and 90s.
Smorgasbord was on down where that,
yeah,
where that Blue Fusion is.
Mi Jalapeno. Smorgasbord was where Mi Jalapeno is.
Mi Jalapeno. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, there were two businesses in that area where Dollar General is now. It was in the one might have been there. Even close, well, that was the 90s. 80s and 90s, these two businesses were there. And they both moved on to other locations, so they both did good there.
Yeah, just racked my brain.
Keep thinking.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, what two businesses were where Dollar General is now in the Marion Plaza? Now, both of those businesses did move on to other locations. Now, our Family Feud category. If your dog ran away, Name something you'd be surprised he took with him. 8 answers. Now, the cat was number 1 on the list. What are the other 7 answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised that he took with him. The cat was number 1. 7 answers left to go. What could they be? If your dog up and went out the door, what would you be surprised that he took with him? I think logically the cat would be number 1, but what are the other 7 answers? 740-383-9944. And our only question left in the Marion history pile this morning. Where the Dollar General store is in the Marion Plaza, what 2 businesses were there prior to that? Now, this would have been in the 80s and 90s. I think the first one was there probably early 80s to late 80s, maybe mid 80s. And then the next one was there from the late 80s probably through the early to mid 90s, I would say. And they both left and went on to other locations. So that's a little bit of a guess for you. What 2 businesses were where the Dollar General store is in the Marion Plaza? 2 businesses prior to it. 740-383-9944. And our Family Feud category, if your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. The cat was the number 1 answer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 other answers. 23 people said the cat. What are the other answers? 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the foggiest idea at this point what the dog would take with him if he ran away? What you'd be surprised he took with him? Now, the cat, number 1. But what are the other 7 answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. Well, I can't believe we only got the cat so far. Nobody else knows what the dog would take with him? What would that old dog take with him that you would be surprised? Other than the cat. And what 2 stores were where the Dollar General store is in the Marion Plaza right now? 80s and 90s they would have been there, and they both moved on to other locations in Marion. What were those places? 740-383-9944. And think of your advice questions coming up for Abby here at 12:15. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Would the dog take his food dish with him?
Food dish. Let me see here. Yeah, food, bowl, number 3 on the list. You got it.
Oh, okay.
Food and bowl show up at number 3 on the list here in the Family Feud question category. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he would take with him. 740-383-9944. The cat was number 1, and his food bowl was number 3. What are the other 6 answers? 740-383-9944. You know, I know 2 of the best dogs in the world. Houston and Puppy. These dogs, I love these dogs. I'm not a huge dog person, I will say. But these 2 dogs are great. I like walking these dogs. I like playing with these dogs. I like, they're just I've known a lot of dogs in my life, but these two dogs are probably the two best that I ever knew, Houston and Puppy. They're great, great little dogs. And they've got funny personalities, which is really, really great. And of course, also, Trixie is another dog that I know, and Molly. Now, they're bigger dogs. Now, Molly's not huge, but Trixie's a bigger dog. Nice dog. They're all very friendly, and that's always a good thing. All right. Got the old dog family feud question here. Get you thinking about dogs. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. The cat was number one, and his food and bowl were number three. We still have, 6 other answers. 740-383-9944. Now, I'll tell you, interestingly enough, I don't think Houston and Puppy would be taking the cat. I don't see that. Go ahead, caller.
Boring answer, but collar?
The dog collar. We love dog collars here. Yes, collar is number two on the list.
I guess, Marion, that would be a big answer. Maybe that's where, you answer the question, Scott, maybe that's where Laddieboy's collar is. Puppy took it.
You know, that's what we call, in Marion, the $5,000 question.
Yeah, Puppy has it.
Well, you think? No, I've seen Puppy. I don't think Puppy has the dog collar.
Well, dogs are very sneaky.
Could be, but as far as I know, I don't see it.
Okay, well, maybe that's it. Maybe some dog has it.
It's on some dog. Some dog in Marion could collect $5,000.
I'll give another answer, too. Keeping in the animal kingdom, another person, you know, the master, the kid, you know, another human being to keep the dog company.
No human being.
Okay, see you later.
Yes. All right. Well, maybe Adam will have a question for Abby coming up at 12:15. Get your questions ready. Now, we have about 7 that have been submitted, but you can also call them in. And we'll have to figure out what this segment's going to be called from 12:15 to 1. Advice. We're not going to call it Dear Abby. I just think that's interesting that her name... What the heck is her real name? I started out... her name's not Abby. That's just what we call her. What's her real name? Gee whiz. Well, she'll have to tell us, because obviously I can't remember. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. We got the cat, the collar, and the food. What are the other 5 answers? What I was saying before, I don't think that Puppy or Houston or Trixie or Molly, I don't think they'd be taking Harding's dog. Well, they wouldn't take the cat, I'll tell you that. I don't think any of those dogs would take the cat. They live with the cat, but I don't know if they'd take the cat. 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers here? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Would the dog take the newspaper with him?
The newspaper. No newspaper. Good guess.
Is Abby's real name Abigail?
You know, I don't think it is Abigail. She's got a weird name. I don't even know. I know it begins with an A, but I can't remember what it is.
Abigail?
I don't know. Do you have a question for her next hour? This will be good.
No, I'm going to be watching the news at noon.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we've got 7 submitted. And don't forget, you can call in your question at 12:15. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. The cat, the collar, the food. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers left. Who's got them? If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. And our only Marion trivia question left. What 2 stores used to be where the Dollar General is now in the Marion Plaza? Does anybody remember that? Sarah came in earlier on with a barrage and answered just about all of our Marion trivia questions, but there are 2 left. Well, there are 2 answers to 1 question. What 2 stores used to be where the Dollar General is in the Marion Plaza? 740-383-9944. 52 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Or the Family Feud category. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised that he took with him. The cat, the collar, the food. Top three answers, by the way. So we have the bottom five answers. We have 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 left still to get here. 740-383-9944, and only about 7 minutes left. 740-383-9944. Who's going to get the answers here? 7 minutes left to go. 5 answers left in this particular category. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised that he took with him. 7 minutes, 5 answers. 740-383-9944. Who's got them? All right, let's see here. We've got, well, here we go. Maybe this is the correct answer. Let's hope. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Are you there? Hello?
A lady's clothing store, or, and then there was also a sewing store.
There was a lady's clothing store. Do you remember what it was?
Nope.
Well, you got us on the right track. Thanks.
Okay.
There was a ladies' clothing store there, but does anybody remember what that was? Now, that goes back to our Marian history question here. Name the two stores that were in the Dollar General location in the plaza. Prior to Dollar General going there, there were two businesses there. What were they? 740-383-9944. Now, our caller helped us out there. One was a ladies' clothing store. Does anybody remember what that was? If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. The cat, the collar, and the food bowl. Still got 5 answers left here. 5 answers and 5 minutes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 5 answers, 5 minutes. Who's going to get them? If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. Well, there's got to be other ones here, that's for sure. Let's see if our caller's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Fashion Bug?
It was Fashion Bug. Fashion Bug started out in Marion there. Now, you remember what was there before Fashion Bug?
Nope.
Do you remember Fashion Bug being there?
Yeah, I remember Fashion Bug, yeah.
Yep, Fashion Bug was there, and there was something there right before Fashion Bug. Keep thinking.
It wasn't a drugstore, was it?
Nope, wasn't a drugstore, but it was there.
Okay.
Yep, Fashion Bug was the ladies' clothing store that was there, but there was a store there right before that. Now, the store there right before that ended up moving, and I don't really remember. I don't think it was there a whole long time, but it was there. Now we're just down to one store. What's the one store we're missing that was in the Dollar General location in the Marion Plaza prior to Dollar General? Now, one of the stores was Fashion Bug. What was the other one? 740-383-9944. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised that he took with him. We've got the cat, the collar, the food bowl, and 5 answers left to go. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Was it
I will borrow from the other category, Scott. Medication. Dogs don't like taking their pills, so if the dog took it, that'd be kind of surprising.
Medication? No medication on the list.
One more answer would be like the nail clippers, you know, grooming accessories of some kind.
Let's see here. No grooming accessories.
Okay. Did you want Dear Abby's real, actual legal name? Because I know that. Or are you asking something else?
You're talking about Abigail Van Buren?
Well, Gene Phillips and Pauline Phillips. I mean, I'm a... One of the, I think Jean is the current one, the daughter.
Yes, we've had her on.
Oh yeah, of course. Well, you're the interviewer to the stars.
Yeah, but now what was Ann Landers' name?
Having Chucky baby on in a few weeks.
What was Ann Landers' name?
Epi Letterer, right?
I believe so. Sisters,
is that right?
Sisters who didn't get together. They weren't very friendly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going from memory because you know I've read it every.
Now
day.
You got a question.
I have their books, but I mean,
well,
Epi Letterer, I believe is her name.
You'll have a question for Abby here coming up, won't you?
Does it have to be a G-rated question?
No, it can be whatever. Just watch the language.
With a name like Abby, I mean, you know, like, a name like Smuckers has got to be good, so a name like Abby, she's got to give advice.
We'll hope. We'll see how it goes.
Okay,
thanks.
See you later.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Jeez Louise, what kind of question could that be? If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. We got the cat, the collar, the food bowl. Five answers left. Don't have them. Minute and a half. 740-383-9944. Cat, dog collar, food bowl. Five answers left. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. All right. Dollar General in the Marion Plaza had two stores in there prior to the Dollar General. One was the Fashion Bug. What was the other? Go ahead, caller.
The dog blanket.
The dog blanket. Let me take a look here. Not the blanket, but close.
A towel?
Not a towel. Nope, not a towel.
Okay,
not a towel, but close. Blanket's not too far off. All right, well, we're coming up on the break here. Now, we're going to come back at 12:15 here. We're going to do advice. Now, you can call in your don't go watch the news. Stay with us because you want to get this advice. 12:15, we're going to do this every week. It's not going to be called Dear Abby, but similar to that. We have about 7 questions submitted. You can send them on Facebook through email, scott@wwgh1071.com, or call in back in 15.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump.
We welcome to these microphones Donald Trump.